watching HR TV, today from the conference Global HR Laboratory, and my special guest today, hello, is Mr. Zsolt Fehert, who is keynote speaker of the conference and CEO of the company Assessment System. Nice to meet you. Mr. Fehert, your topic today was about getting the company on the top through digitalization. What are exactly those ways which may help in this way?
Okay, I would say that, as you rightly said, that these days this is one of the hot topics in every company, in the C-level, which means in the high-level leadership circle, in the board level within different companies. By sector, it's actually really different that, for example, pharmaceutical companies are far behind and comparing to IT or telco companies, which actually live and breathe digital things on a day-to-day basis. What we need to do at very first is to realize that it's not only talking about communication or different way of communication or different way of data storage, but it's much more complex. Actually, digital company philosophy is really touching every aspect of the companies, actually, the way how they work on a day-to-day basis and also strategically. How to do that, actually, you need to map your company. What are those areas which are actually, compared to the benchmark, still missing? Which are the departments where actually you need to interfere a little bit more, because for sure IT is one of those areas where you are very likely already there. Maybe you can do some changes, maybe whatever is now fashionable now is moving from your server to cloud or some other areas. But as I said, it's far more complex. Looking at your way, how you do business, how is your supply chain, how you managing people, how do you making your decisions, those areas need to be harmonized together and use available technologies to make you more efficient. Because at the end of the day, it's all about using digital technologies, but in the end it's about making you more efficient, making you more measurable, that you can really see from the leadership perspective what makes sense and what does not make sense. To using big data or small data within your companies, collecting your data and make sense out of that. This is all part of the story, and since now we are in the HR conference, of course, HR is one of those areas that maybe a little bit lack behind. Maybe they need a little bit more development. Tools are existing, but the good news is the change has already started.
Okay, tell me more about the role of the HR in this process, because also the very current topic is, let's say, HR business partnership between the business and HR. So how it can exactly help the HR to the digitalization?
I think the responsibility of HR is twofold. One of them is actually they should be the ones who are bringing the new knowledge to the company. So not having only traditional classroom style of trainings, which are focusing on communication style or whatever, but try to bring in topics which are getting and making ready everyone within the company to think about digital companies, which can be a new way of coming up with a marketing campaign, which can be a new way of recruiting people. Try to be inspiratory. I think that's one role of HR. Other thing is that obviously reskilling HR itself, that within the company HR should be also ready to get more digitalized, to start to use new technologies, which actually makes sense, not like randomly selecting something, but really systematically and strategically sit down and look through the existing structure of the company and see, okay, these are the tools which I can change for something more innovative. Again, here the key is efficiency. Don't change anything if you don't become efficient, but it's going to be a hurdle for you for quite some time. Only change if there is something which actually makes sense for you on a short run and long run as well to be more efficient. And since we know that business leaders in the region here as well, and also in the Czech Republic, we just have done a survey about it, that business leaders really would like to see measurable impact of HR within the companies. Using digital technologies, collecting data, making analysis out of it, actually is going to be very likable by the C-level leaders. So actually, very likely, HR is going to get even more support if the actions and interventions are more clear for whoever sits in the leadership position.
Okay. As you are not from the Czech Republic and you are leading a company in Hungary, can you compare or say how local companies in Hungary reflect the trend of digitalization and maybe say some tips or tricks maybe for Czech local companies from your practice which could be transferable to our environment?
I think there's not too many differences, since they're quite close to each other, only a couple of hundred kilometers away. So in terms of the bigger companies' perspective, I would say we are fairly the same. We could see that, again, as I said earlier, telecommunication companies, IT companies are much more leading the industry or the change in terms of digitalization much, much heavier than pharmaceutical companies or, God forbid, state-owned companies. So in this level, I would say we are very similar. Where I see differences is maybe the way how actually companies reacting on the changes. Usually, and that's again, I have to reflect or go back to one of our surveys, what we have done, is that very likely, or we see that there is a differences between the leaders of these two countries. That meanwhile, leaders in the Czech Republic more withdrawn, they're reacting to change rather from the observatory perspective. Hungarians are going into it. They're becoming more bold and a little bit more aggressive in the way when change comes. So maybe that's why in some cases visibility is much more relevant there, but sometimes only have short impact. Here I see in the Czech Republic there's much more long-term impact. That's why actually I believe that the economy here around Prague is doing much better than the economy around Budapest. But as I said, just going back to your original question, I think there's not too many differences in this area. I would think that it's rather the time to maybe even start to cooperate more within the regional level and making sure that we have a platform for that. And what else then? Digitalization can help in that more.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the enthusiasm and positivism of the interview for us, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
Thank you.